Yeah, that's right.
Alright, take her away.
Kenny, we saw Logan Austin training out there. Is there any doubt over Tom Jonas?
No, he was seeing Carl and AJ as well training, so we had a three emergencies train. No, no doubt at all.
Yeah, well, Tommy didn't do a lot. He wasn't involved in that all ground.
Yeah, no, he's fine. He'll play.
He's good?
Yeah.
Okay. And Carl, was he a bit unlucky that he missed?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot. You know, but the captain was back. You know, you're gonna put the captain in your team, obviously, and unfortunately someone had to miss out, and you know, we spoke about that as a group. It's what happens when you're playing strong footy and you're injury free. So the conditioning and medical team have done a great job to put us in that position. With that comes some unlucky people.
How tough a decision was that? Because Carl Amon's been playing some pretty good footy for you for the last couple of weeks.
Oh no, really tough, because he's a young player who's got a really, really bright future for us, and you know, not it's just similar to AJ, you know, a couple of weeks earlier where you it's a good healthy position to be in, though, and you need good pressure for performance, and that's what happens. And unfortunately for Carl here, he has to be a little bit patient.
Have you ever been in a position where you've had basically zero injuries to your list after, you know, seven rounds of the season?
No, I don't think so. I would say no, but I can't remember all that. But, yeah, we've had a pretty good run over our time with Burjo and his team. They've done a great job for a long period of time, but this is extraordinarily good.
While we're on injuries, Crack and Matty White in the sample, they just... 1 week off?
Yeah, we've been a bit, I mean, obviously Whitey had a little bit of hamstring awareness last week, but a bit like Travis, a bit like Lobes a couple of weeks ago, we've been very cautious with those injuries, so we've just making sure there's no risk with him, and same with Crack, he's just had some issues with his feet, and we're just making sure he gets over them.
And Travis ticked every box, he looked like he was running pretty hard out there today, you're happy
100%? Yeah, he's fine, he's ready to go, he's nearly ready to go last week, unfortunately, and again, as we said, we're very careful with that stuff.
I think West Coast have got a few run problems that Marty's got to get through today. How much are you hoping Paddy, who's been excellent so far this season, can push home that advantage
on you? Oh, look, we hope that in every game that our rucks, Paddy and obviously Jacko and a little bit of Charlie can actually give us an advantage, but we know that's not always the case. It's a bit more about the group at the bottom of the ground too, where you go, our midfielders have got to be really strong too in every contest, but Paddy helps and obviously Jacko helps, but you know, West Coast have still got ruckman out there, they've got Giles and you know, probably Vardy's going to play by the look of it, so they're going to be still pretty hard to beat.
Is it adjust your planning knowing that you might have an advantage in that area? No, we
don't go in with any of those thoughts. It's silly, you know. You never think you're going to get an advantage in one area or not or another. You know, it's about what the game unfolds and what it delivers for us. Because we go in thinking that's going to be you might get caught out. We don't want to go into that place. We just want to go in there going, you know what, we're pretty reliable in the way we play and the way each player plays their role. So that's really important.
How important this week to get a win over a team that many would say is sort of a similar level as maybe two or three at the top, and then these are the team that are fighting it out underneath them. How important to get a win?
Yeah, well, every win, obviously, for us is really important, whether that be, you know, the last couple of weeks or this week. We're certainly desperate to get another win, and as West Coast will be. And you know, it's right to point out that both sides are pretty close, obviously, on the ladder, and it's a significant game for us. So, but, you know, it's one of many to still come. But, yeah, we'd love to get a win.
To give you a show of where you're at in the competition?
No, I think we've got a bit of a sample size now that's okay to look at, I reckon. You know, we've had six games in and we've played against a couple of the really good sides, and we've played against some sides who have, you know, emerging and trying to get where they want to be. So I think at the moment we'd say we've been pretty consistent, but we've still got a lot of room to grow.
If results go your way, Kenny, you could finish the round as high as second. Did you think at the start of the season the changes that you have made in simplifying things would have had such a quick effect?
I got pretty good footy team, I think, and pretty good group of people that I work with too. So we worked really hard to try and get some things the way we'd like them. It didn't guarantee us nothing and still doesn't. I mean, doesn't. This round's results don't mean much to us. It's the whole season we've got to get right. So, but it's nice to see some improvements, no doubt about that. I'd be lying if I sat here and said, yeah, we're really unhappy that we haven't improved enough. I'd say we as a group and as a club, we know we've got plenty more to do, but we're glad to see some signs that are pointing in the right direction.
Next week's obviously enormous for the club. It's been billed as, you know, one of the biggest things that sort of any footy club's done, to go and play in China. Is that been a distraction at all, knowing that this enormous event is now only a week away?
Ask me Monday.
What about, like, but seriously, at what stage do you sort of turn your attention to it?
On Monday.
Does it affect the post-match routine at all, having to get on a plane a couple of days later?
Look, we're preparing really strongly for a game tomorrow, and with the greatest respect, I'm staying in that space.
Kevin, you spoke about you've still got a long way to go with improvement. What areas were you talking about?
I think it's across the whole game. It's not just one, but we've shown some significant growth, but we hope that there's some more to still come. And, you know, we can't just focus on one area of our game. We know that obviously defensively the numbers look good. Offensively they look okay. Stoppage, we're going okay. But we still got to continually get better. We're in a pack. We're in a pack of teams. You know, we could be anywhere at the moment, but we're in that pack and we're trying to either come through the other side of that, and we're desperate not to drop down any lower.
Ken, yes, the first quarters have been really strong this year. You've either been right in the game or in front. Do your players need to be on guard tomorrow for that really early pressure that perhaps may not have been there the last 2 weeks, where you've just come out and blown two teams away?
Oh, no, again, we've had, you know, AFL, you prepare for every game the same way. You know it's got to be hard, and you know you've got to be ferocious in what you do, and, you know, what the oppo do or don't do shouldn't influence the way we go about, and that's the key for our players, is to make sure that our performance looks the same regardless of who we play and where we play.
Ken, Tom Jonas is a very resilient man and served his time, obviously, with what happened against West Coast last time, but could there be some extra lift from the West Coast players, and have you had to talk to him about that?
I don't expect there'll be anything in it from that. I mean, that's their decision, not ours, and Tommy's a pretty ferocious ball player most of the time, and you know, he made a mistake last year and he admitted that, so I think that's pretty simple, done and dusted for Tom.
Have you ever come across, it's strange in 2017 to come across someone like Josh Kennedy who never leaves the ground?
Yeah, he's an unusual one, isn't he? I think he's been off the ground twice for the year, which is an amazing number, and you know, everyone likes it. Your key forwards, your key backs, they tend to play 90%+ of the game, but Josh is up about 98, so it's quite amazing that he's going to be able to stay on the ground that long. Hopefully we can limit the damage because he's a high quality player.
Does it affect your planning in the sense that I know you rotate a few guys through, but you have to rotate more guys through, so he just never leaves?
No, that's the beauty of being able to, you know, not have one player absolutely play on him 100% of the time. Obviously, otherwise he's out there all day, but when you've got three or four backs that you're comfortable enough to play around him or on him, that will certainly help.
Why do you see key forwards leave the ground then after they kick a goal from a relatively easy set shot? Because all the fans and everyone will just leave them there and you can get another one.
They're forwards, they like to put on a show, so they want the fans to recognise them.
So when you take them off, do you say, righto?
No, they're coming off themselves, they're just waving to the crowd, that's what they do.
Obviously not a Port Adelaide plan then, bring players off after goals?
No, not a plan. Definitely not a plan, but look, on the serious, it's the break in the traffic. It's what you get. It's perfect for you to rotate two or three players when there's a goal kicked. Usually it's the goal kicker, though, isn't it?
Hey, Kevin, just on something else, we've seen the last touch rule brought in the sandfall this year, and there's been a bit of debate whether it should come into the AFL next season. What are your thoughts on that?
I like the way the game is. I really do. I like what the little adjustments have been made to the game, and I think they've been really positive for the game. So I think there's no need to go too much further, I don't think. You know, I think it's pretty clear that the game's actually going okay. Yeah, my own little moments, I think they go, well, we take third man out to help the ruck stay in the game. If we do that, are we potentially trying to push them out again? So, as I said, I think the game's pretty good the way it is. Thanks. No, I didn't.
Sorry, you're not winning.
I have to thank you for your time.